learning, we're continuing Chayodim, Kalam and Chayasim, we're learning Simen Yutes. Gimel Shachlu Kol Echad Mikikara, Ve'echad Nizr Mipas Nochri, Ve'echad Eno Nizr. So you have three people eating, each one from their own loaf of bread. They're not sharing the same loaf of bread. So the Iker Din of Zimun is they really theoretically could be joining together and Mamish has one meal, one Maisa Bechila, and therefore they're benching together, it's like it's one Maisa of Hanoah together. But they don't have to actually eat from the same kicker, as long as they could theoretically eat from the same kicker. But now we have a situation where there's some reason why some individuals in this Zimun cannot eat from the bread of the others. So he gives us two examples. At this point, I'll give us some more examples as we go along. So example number one is Pas Nochri. Now, just to explain what Pas Nochri is, the Gemara talks about that Chazal made various tekanas, different things that you cannot consume when they're made by non-Jews, in order to prevent people from being comfortable eating together with non-Jews and eventually coming to intermarriage. So even in a situation where there's no concern of kashrus, everything is fine, is kosher, etc. But if it was baked or made by a non-Jew, it's going to be problematic. So this we have the concept of bishul akum. So even though there's no halachic issues in regards to kashrus, but the Chazal said we do not want you eating the food which is cooked by a non-Jew, the concern being eventually you'll come to eat together and then become friendly, and they'll end up with intermarriage. In that example, Bishul Akum, Chazal said his only concern if they're eating something together which has some level of cheshivas to it, because that's going to draw people together. But something which is b'klal, not choshev, it won't create that type of connection, and that's not such a problem. So we have rules of what's considered significant. Similarly, Chazal made a tekana called Pasakum, that you cannot eat the bread was the mainstay of people's meals. If they can't eat the same bread, they're not going to be able to eat together. So Chazal asked Pasakum. The Gemara says that whereas Bishul Akum is a tekana which was effective, Pas, the tekana which Chazal made, had some problems getting through to the people because pas was such a necessary part of the meal, of their food sources. Not everybody was able to make their own pas, so prohibiting pas akum totally was hard for people to keep. So they stepped back and they permitted some level of pas akum. So what exactly did they permit? So they permitted what's known as pas palter. So a palter was a name for a baker or a person who owned a food store where they would not just sell raw items, but they would make food and sell it. So he wasn't baking it for his private use. He was baking it to sell. The concern of the connection and the camaraderie is a private individual makes bread and you eat his bread, you're going to end up joining him at his meal. Over here, that wasn't a relevant issue. So paspalter is something which the concern is much less. So paspalter is permitted. Now, there's a machlokes b'shitah how to learn the Gemara, whether paspalter halacha l'maaseh is permitted or not. And therefore, there's some people which are makbid on paspalter. There is an opinion which the more learned there mamatzer pas even pas balabayas, but we're not learning like that opinion at all. But in pas palter there is a machlekes, and there is two ways to be knowing eating pas palter or not. So one person was eating bread pas palter, and he eats pas palter. The other person does not eat it; he's makbet another shita. So A cannot eat B's bread, but B could eat A's bread. The person who's eating pas palter could eat pas Yisrael. So a kohen was eating challah. Mikra din the kohen can eat challah. Challah's chutz lor is permitted to eat mikra din, as long as the kohen does not have any tumah jayetz megufay. Tumah's mace is not a problem for that part for challah's chutz lor. but the person has to be vada be a kohen. So that creates questions of yichus, etc. So our minhag is not to, but there is theoretically this is something is possible to do. Al b'shezed nizer shenizer eno yochel lechol imashnayim. V'chen yisrael imakayin mikol mochem kima shezed sheeno nizer yochel lechol imanizer mikayin im yisrael mitzdarfin. So A can't eat with B, but B can eat with A. So the kohen can eat regular bread, not challah. Even though the yisrael can't eat the challah, but the kohen can eat the non challah. The one who's the person who's careful on pas akum can't eat the pas akum, but the other person can switch to pas yisrael. So the tzirif is still there. So that's the first case that he talks about in that situation. So let's hold it here. And Bez Hashem, we will go further in the upcoming Shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.